You look in Dianetics, Modern Science of Mental Health, you'll find most everything there is to be known about a facsimile or an engram. You look in later stuff, and you'll find out about ridges, and you'll find out about flows, and you'll find out all about various things. Actually, it's book one that has circuits in it. But later on, we found machines. And every once in a while, we find somebody that says machines. Oh, well, you mean a machine reaction. No, we don't mean a machine reaction. We mean a machine. We mean a round object or a square object or an object with arms and wheels which is built of metal and which exists in the mental perimeter of the PC and which does something incomprehensible that he considers very necessary to his thinking processes. And then there are other machines which stoke these machines, and then machines which consume the debris which is thrown off by the machines, and all of this sort of thing. When we say machine, we mean machine, man. We mean machine. That's it. As far as circuits are concerned, we actually mean circuits, and that's what this thing's got in. It's got in a circuit. You put it in here, and it comes out there different. That's a circuit. But they're kind of wired up. Actually, you can get some kind of a little mass sometime. You'll see, find a piece, he has a little mass over here somewhere. And as his havingness goes down, the circuit moves in. Next thing you know, he becomes the circuit. He just answering just like a circuit. His havingness is shot to pieces. And he has become the circuit. And you run a little havingness, and something starts moving out. All of a sudden, he isn't reacting to it anymore. Actually, gets out this far. He says, something over here is saying something to me. But a moment ago, he was saying what it was saying. But then it moved out this far, and there it is. That's a circuit. Now, masses are really just mishmashes of energy and that sort of thing, which are accumulated as standing electronic waves of some kind or another, only that's making it fancier than it should be. It's a bunch of particles all smashed together. And as you start to take these things apart, they very often are found to be a mass of pictures or a destroyed machine or a destroyed circuit. And you start running one of these things, it starts stripping down, you see the particles start to fly off and go in various directions and do various peculiar things and so on. So there's no telling quite what will happen to some kind of a black or a white mass that is sitting around a PC. It's composed of different things, but only significance. The only difference is significance. It's basically composed of energy. And energy is apparently, in this universe and in most banks, chipped off mass. It's mass that is chipped up. It's the debris of mass. That's why you can burn coal, you know, and get heat, that sort of thing. You might say it's mass which chips off. Well, actually, coal is a very tertiary, way up the line, many stages removed. It's actually particles which are condensed and are a apparent piece of mass, which then comes apart and is condensed, you know, and is a mass again, and then comes apart, and then you take the particles and you smash it back together again, it's now a mass again. Well, that's not pure mass. Pure mass would be mass mocked up without particles. You get the particles by chipping away at this thing that doesn't have particles in it. Don't pay too much attention to modern atomic physics ideas that all matter is composed of holes, you know, and matter's composed of electrons which whizzagaroo around protons and so forth. And I asked a physicist one time if he'd ever been in there and looked, and he said, in what? And I said, in one of those rings. And he thought I was being very funny, you know. I told him I'd been in there and looked and didn't find anything. I said there was something there that looked like an onion. And he wasn't impressed. He thought I was kidding him. Well, actually, it was a basic mass which had been recondensed. So what happens is you get mass, space, and also a thetan can mark up particles, and time. Thoughts, considerations, postulates, whatever we want to call them. And the significances which are formed out of masses, energies, spaces, and time. That's all there is in the bank, and that's all there is in the universe. And I hate to debunk the whole thing, but that's it. Now we add art, and we've just added some more considerations of form, you see.